Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to an important episode of Superhuman Radio. During the first hour, we're going to be talking with Brian Andrews and Jeff Galini about a carbohydrate source called Carbolin, the original high-tech carb supplement on the market. Later in the show, Carly Gomez is joining us for the third installment of a special series of interviews that I am doing called Muscle Saves Lives. And we're going to do the Carly Gomez story today. As you know, I've been doing these. Matthew Chan emailed me and said, Carl, can you write some articles to help people who don't love physical culture and don't see the value of muscle and help explain why muscle is so critical to health and longevity? And these interviews have evolved. These are all about people who attribute their ability to fight off disease, live through horrendous accidents, all because of the muscle they have on their carcass going into the event. So we'll be doing that later in the show. I just want to announce that the deadline to enter for the first Superhuman University web seminar, audio seminar, which is tonight at 7 p.m. Eastern. And that is add 1 inch to your upper arms in a single workout hosted by Rob Regish, author of The Blueprint. You can still enroll for another 57 minutes. The link is on our Facebook fan page, Superhuman Radio Network. Don't miss this opportunity. Okay. I'm being joined today by two wonderful guys who have contributed to the world of physical culture and the supplement industry profoundly. First of all, Brian Andrews from All American EFX. How you doing, Brian?
Oh, very good. Very good. Thank you, Carl.
And of course, the brains behind the formulations, Jeff Galini, my Italian brother from All American Pharmaceutical. How you doing, Jeff?
I'm doing, Carl. How about you?
Fantastic. Fantastic. Okay. So, there's a lot of hubbub right now. Everybody, you know, there was a period of time where it was all about the protein, right? Rio Blair and the Weeders, and everybody had their protein mass mix and so on and so forth. But then that changed. Maybe, I don't know, and you correct me, Jeff, what, maybe 6, 7 years ago, 8 years ago, there became this new interest in modifying and improving carbohydrate sources, right?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, I think some of the athletes got caught up in that whole low-carb thing, and they forgot how important carbohydrates were to the performance of an athlete. Hence, people like myself started working on a better carbohydrate because we understood this was a market that if something could be developed that could help these guys, it could dramatically change the performance that an athlete would see.
Okay, well, now let's address two things that you've invoked here. The first thing is you have to really pick your goals. If you're not training with athletic performance in mind, but instead you're one of the new paleo slash intermittent fasting individuals, I want to address how Carbolin could be used for them. But then, as you so aptly put it once, you know, if you're an athlete, you cannot be a low carber, period. It's end of story, unless you don't want to perform well. Is that a correct statement or am I off base?
No, that's a correct statement.
Okay. So with that being said, what makes a good carbohydrate? What are the attributes that you look for when you're formulating? Why not just, you know, the go-to dextrose and just keep going with that?
Well, you know, being an athlete for many, many years, you know, we got to look back to what we were taught. You know, the night before, you ate pasta, yeah, you know, oatmeal, the whole carb-loading thing. When I played football, you know, boy, we had steak and eggs and pancakes for breakfast. Halftime, we drank a sugar drink, which I won't mention the name out there, you know, full of sugar. Or they gave us oranges. Well, that's great, but the problem is how long it takes before your body can actually use those carbohydrates for energy. So that was the emphasis behind how do we carb load, how do we energize the body with carbohydrates, and know the amount of time it's going to take so that we can tell an athlete, depending on what his sport is, how much to take and when to take it. So as I said, you know, food that you would eat, you know, some of it takes 24 hours before it's been broken down and it has been converted to glucose so that you can burn that for fuel.
But also, isn't partitioning the real issue here? Let's face it, right? Who cares how fast the glucose is available in the bloodstream? If it all goes into fat cells, it's not going to help you fuel your workout, right?
Well, correct, and that's why we're talking about, like you said, the difference between you know, somebody going to work and just wanting some energy versus an athlete. You know, first of all, an athlete is demanding more from his or her body. And carbohydrates are essential. I mean, they are the fuel that fuels an athlete. The same way with putting in high-performance fuel in a race car, you know, I mean, it just goes synonymous. So, again, like I said, the whole idea is getting it into the system. And the difference between just taking some sugar, which became very popular years ago, unless you're, you know, Jay Cutler, who's probably burning, you know, 50,000 calories a minute, the average person is going to get fat taking in all that sugar because it's just too much at one time to even be able to be used. The other thing is, you know, you take too much sugar, what happens a half hour later? You get that sugar low. I mean, you crash. So that's the last thing that an athlete wants to do unless his event's only going to take 5 minutes and then he's done for the day.
So it seems to me, and Brian, feel free to jump in here because
sure,
you know,
sure.
I don't want to keep you out of this conversation.
But
it seems to me that the magic in the carbohydrate source is how it modulates and attenuates insulin. Am I right about that assumption?
Absolutely.
And so when we look at the ideal carbohydrate source for an athlete, do we want something that is highly insulinogenic, or do we want something that is stealth and doesn't really trip the insulin button? Whoever wants to answer that.
Yeah, and that's a good question. I mean, we're essentially looking. We want to trigger the insulin, but we don't want to over-trigger the insulin, if that makes sense.
Okay.
So the trick is we want it to be absorbed like a sugar. We want some insulin, but we don't want it to trigger like an insulin, so we want it to be stealth. And how about, can it also be long-acting, so it's not burn up in 15 minutes? And that was the whole trick, and that was the whole emphasis in what I tried to develop, and which we did develop in the product Carbolin, which we'll talk more about, is how can it be absorbed quickly or quicker or as quick as a sugar, yet contain no sugar, so that we don't overspike the insulin, and that we have immediate source of fuel, yet we have a tail so that it will continue to burn for up to 2 hours.
Really?
That's something that you can't find currently in any type of carbohydrate that you eat or any type of carbohydrate powder that we had or anyone else had on the market prior to Carbolin.
Now, Carbolin was the first carbohydrate supplement on the market to tout itself as having zero sugar, but being able to enter the bloodstream so rapidly that it actually stimulated the uptake of glycogen into muscle, correct?
Correct. Carbolin has been out for probably, I'm just taking a guess, maybe, I think I introduced it about 6 years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was a little bit of ahead of its time because, remember, we were just coming out of the whole
ketogenic,
you know,
world. Yeah.
Yeah. And even for bodybuilders, I mean, you know, they were into that whole low carb thing. So we were trying to show, look, endurance athletes had something going on here. Look what it does for training. So again, you know, we had to do some education. So saying it was a little bit of ahead of its time is just, it took some education and it took Mr. Art Atwood to get it out there and to explain from a bodybuilding standpoint how important, you know, carbohydrates are.
You know, I forgot about that. That's right. Art was really the poster child for Carbolin, wasn't he?
He was. I mean, you know, Carbolin is my invention. I own the patent pendings on it. Art was probably not necessarily the first customer to bring it on board, but, you know, again, Art understood the science. He understood how this carbohydrate worked. He was using it himself for about a year and a half before he even decided he could actually make a living from it. So Art was a believer, along with the hundreds of professional bodybuilders that he turned on to it. And again, we just gave it to him because we were still in the preliminary stages. We're interested to see how this was going to work as we were doing our studies.
Right, right. All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to pick it up with Brian Andrews and Jeff Galini talking about the differences between large molecular weight carbohydrate sources that enter the gut and bloodstream very slowly, and those that deliver a punch up front and then continue to deliver over the course of hours, and how to apply those to our training today. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. You can learn more about Carbolin by going to the Superhuman Radio website and clicking the Carbolin banner ad. We'll be right back. Anabolicminds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit anabolicminds.com today and get into the action. Anabolicminds.com. Learn, teach, lead. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest protein bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
The ingredients in Halo Extreme come right from the folklore of the Eastern Bloc athletes whose strength dominated the Olympic Games in the 60s. Halo Extreme contains oral turinabol, which increases strength, muscle hardness, and muscle mass while not converting to estrogen or DHT. Iron Mag Labs combines this with a powerful ecdysterone called 5-alpha-hydroxylaxigenin that has shown to increase protein synthesis by up to 200%. Halo Extreme is a great choice for beginners to advanced users looking for low side effects and crisp, lean, easy-to-maintain gain. Go to ironmaglabs.com today to order Halo Extreme. No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan-2, Mechanogrowth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking this hour with Brian Andrews of All American EFX and Jeff Galini of All American Pharmaceutical about their carbohydrate supplement. Really the first high-performance carbohydrate supplement on the market, Carbolin. And, you know, obviously lots have followed. Some emulated, some took a different path entirely. So let's address that for just a second, Jeff. There are other carbohydrate supplements out there that followed you, quite frankly. The one that's most popular that I have to invoke the name, and it's a generic name, but everybody calls it just Waxy Maize. But it's not all Waxy Maize is the same, is it?
No, it's not. I mean, that's a very, very generic name. You know, carbohydrate products have been on the market when I was a kid, and they'll be on long after we're gone. So the evolution, similar to other items out there, has continued to grow. The problem with when the carbohydrate market started to take off with the introduction of Carbolin, you, of course, have folks, you know, from my side as a patent holder, who want the best. Is Carbolin the cheapest? Absolutely not. I mean, it's made in America. The process does cost money. So the companies who don't want to sell science, they just want something cheap, hence Waxy Maize. Because we had mentioned the word starch, you know, people went out and started to sell Waxy
Maize. I was just going to say, some Waxy Maize is equivalent to the stuff that my mom used to use in Niagara to spray my dad's white shirts. It's nothing more than just a raw, crude cornstarch, right?
Well, absolutely, and probably 90% of the Waxy Maize that I've seen is cornstarch. You know, you use it as a thickening agent, you know, to make gravies. I mean, go buy it off the shelf for 69 cents a box.
Yeah, and do it that way.
Yeah, I mean, that's all it is. Now, is that mean that that's no good? No, it's a starch. It's a carbohydrate. It has a purpose. Its purpose is to thicken things. Its purpose is not to fuel athletes. So that's the problem, Carl, with our industry is there's no science half the time with a lot of these companies. They just want to come out with the cheapest thing they can to make the most money they can. And obviously marketing deceives the consumers. Luckily, our consumers are more educated than they were 20 years ago thanks to programs like yourself and to your website and the internet. So they are becoming more educated and are not being fooled by these slick ads anymore.
Now, Brian, from the marketing standpoint, because you're really on the marketing side here, right?
Oh, sure.
Jeff
sure.
makes this crazy stuff, and then he goes, Brian, we have to get this out to the people quickly, you know? And so when you are confronted, when you're talking to retailers, when you're talking to distribution chains, and you're confronted with this, and, you know, you're going, look, and you're up against, you know, Argo cornstarch that my mom used to put on my thighs when I was a kid so they wouldn't chafe, and people saying, well, I'm getting a carb source, you know, from so-and-so, it's a lot cheaper than yours. When you start explaining the chemical milling process and really part of the process is patent pending as well, not just the product, what is the receptiveness you get? Or do you get people go, it really doesn't matter?
You know, it's actually kind of a mixed bag. You get some people who are just diehard, you know, scientists, let's say. They want to know the mechanism of action. They want to know how exactly it's made. The other ones want to know what is the margin. That's all they care about.
Yeah.
And as we know, word of mouth is what really cares. And it actually, just real quickly to take a step back in time, the very first Carbolin-based product, we actually had about, I think it was 4 to 5 years ago. And to be perfectly honest, it flopped. And here's why. It was right at that tail end of the whole zero-carb movement.
Yeah.
Everyone was, I mean, the word carb was almost a curse word.
Right.
But the guys that did use this thing absolutely loved it. We had some very high-end Olympic athletes on it, and they just couldn't believe there wasn't like a stimulant or something in there because they were shaving time off of their bike rides, their runs, that sort of thing.
Well, and I found that amazing. You guys actually did a study where Carbolin actually increased VO2 max, didn't it?
That's right.
I mean,
right.
I don't know of any other carb source that's even bothered to do a study, never mind did a study that prevailed like that.
Well, that was a very interesting study because, you know, some people, you know, have said, oh, geez, it's only 2.8%. But what you got to look at is these were high-end Olympic athletes. So to be able to increase anything over what they are currently doing was phenomenal.
Well, wait a minute, Jeff. What is sleeping in an altitude emulating lung do for somebody? That only improves your VO2 max a couple points, right?
Exactly.
I mean,
well,
taking remember, EPO taking EPO only increases your VO2 max by a few points.
Sure.
And the educated people know that. It's the uneducated who like to always take a stab at something by going, oh, geez, it's only 2%. You know, it should be 50%. Again, that's just the uneducated way of disproving something. But that's one of the exciting things about this.
Yeah, you consider in the Olympics, for example, in a sprint, these people are winning a race by 1/1000th of a second.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'll take any percent increase I can get. I don't care how small it is.
Absolutely.
Now, Jeff, how does it improve VO2 max? I mean, what relationship does glycogen, storage to the maximum in the muscle improve VO2 max?
You know, that's a good question, and it's a very expensive answer that we have not gotten to yet.
Okay.
You know, our initial thing that we wanted to prove was, first of all, did we have something that was different? Did we create something that could be patentable? Yes. We started our studies to find out, does it work? We did some preclinical case studies. We've done some clinical trials against glucose. We wanted to, again, have something that was absorbed very quickly but was sugar-free. That was our whole basis because as an athlete, you know, you want to be able to take something 20 to 30 minutes before, not the night before, and know that that stuff is in your system within 10 or 15 minutes, and then literally feel that over the course of an hour or 2 hours. I mean, that's what we were going for. Is there going to be more research on carbolin? Absolutely. The bad thing is it's very, very expensive,
and
it took off like a bat. I mean, in all my years of manufacturing, I've never had anything taken that took off as quick as this. Just for some statistics, when we first introduced it, and, you know, again, Art was one of our first five or six customers, we were only producing about 10,000 kilos a month, which is a lot of material.
Right.
When Brian came on board with the EFX brand, and like I said, he had it originally, it just flopped, it wasn't called Carbolin, you know, they were kind of going a different route. But we overnight went to 80,000 kilos. I mean, it was crazy.
Right.
So we've been spending all our time increasing production, and right now we're at over 100,000 kilos a month, which is a lot of production.
Now, are people using this in their MRPs and stuff, or are people buying this raw powder and home brewing whatever they want with it?
The majority of the people that I see are mixing it, are using it strictly as a pre-workout. That's kind of how it started. They'll mix it with their pre-workout. Since carbolin is stimulant-free, you know, some people do enjoy the stimulants and things, so they'll use it as a pre-workout. But people are also using it as a post-workout because, again, we were always taught we needed to get carbohydrates in our system after training. What a better way than 10 minutes? Now we're finding that people are taking this and adding it to their protein. They'll use the neutral to make their own weight gain. So now the carbohydrate loading, the increased calories, you can't eat this cheap. I mean, to go out and try to eat a pound of pasta like I see some of these bodybuilders doing here to increase their calories, they get on carbolin, it's so easy to drink,
right.
You know, and it's much cleaner. They don't get bloated. Again, it's in the system. So we're seeing all type of uses from, you know, strength athletes, you know, football, bodybuilders, powerlifters, to, of course, all the endurance athletes are now using it. So getting into the high school kids, you know.
Right, right, absolutely. High school football players. What is the what is the mechanism? How does carbolin get transport into muscle so specifically, especially if it's not causing a hyper insulinogenic response like sugars do?
Carbolin is really interesting because it's what's called, or what I call, a homeopolysaccharide, which means it's made up of a whole bunch of monosaccharides that are joined by a glycidic bond.
Almost like a carbohydrate peptide.
Exactly. Now, the trick is that there is a phenomenon called stomach dumping. I don't know if you've heard of that, Carl.
I ate some bad raw eggs one day and I had that.
Okay. That's one way to dump something out of the stomach. But these homeopolysaccharides, when mixed with enough water, literally bypasses the stomach and is dumped. So that's how we get it into the system so quick, is that we can literally dump that out of the system in 10 minutes. If you haven't tried it, I mean, if you're a bodybuilder, you got veins popping out in 10 minutes.
Really?
I mean, else can you
Brian.
No.
Brian, I know you. Brian, No. I got to say this. Brian is somebody who has a very, very narrow compass on life, and Brian doesn't lie, doesn't like to do things that are untoward to other people. He's a very good soul. So, Brian, is this hype or does it really do that?
No, it absolutely does that. No, hands down, no question about it. And like I said, that's the phenomenon when you're talking about marketing and that type of thing. You can run the biggest campaign, $10 million campaign, let's say. That never will work as good as what word of mouth will do. And this is the product that the guy in the gym is telling the other guy, here's what I'm using. And that's what's really been the success of this thing.
And the cool thing is, you know, you feel like you've taken a caffeine drink. I mean, when you get a blast of glycogen in your system that quick, I mean, it's, I always kid with Brian, you know, it's woo! I mean, you know, you're just ready to go. It's like, you know, when you've drinking your, you know, eighth cup of coffee and you're ready to hit it. I mean, that's how you feel after you take the Carbolin.
I have to invoke this name because I've tried this stuff. I used Vitargo one time. I couldn't use it long term. I used it one day before a workout and I actually became hypoglycemic during the workout. Like I almost felt like the sugar floor dropped out from under me. Is Vitargo comparable? Or is it something different entirely? In your opinion?
Yeah, and I'll answer that one for you, Brian. I mean, in all fairness, you know, I would never talk bad about anybody's product.
Well, you're not. I'm just giving an example of something
that happened. And I just wanted to stress that, so in case anybody's a Vitargo person. You know, Vitargo was a good product. The difference between Vitargo and Carbolin that I didn't like about Vitargo is, number one, it sticks to the glass. It sticks to your teeth. So
it's extremely hygroscopic.
It's very hygroscopic.
Right.
It is a starch which is a thickener. So therefore, how can it be absorbed so quickly if it's sticking to everything all the way down? It's got to stick. So that's number one. Number two, it doesn't taste very good. You get upset stomach, which again is kind of an indication of it sitting in the stomach too long. The other thing is their source is barley, which isn't the best source for athletes, you know, with estrogen possibility increases. So that's really the main thing. Carbolin is relatively tasteless. It goes into solution instantly. So basically, you know, you don't need to do a whole lot of stirring. It doesn't stick to the side of the glass. You know, their claim is that theirs is absorbed quickly. You know, our claim is ours is absorbed quickly. Ours is made in the USA. Theirs is made out of the country, which makes it very expensive here by the time they import. So again, the main difference that people like Carbolin is that it doesn't upset your stomach. You do get that vein popping, woo feeling in about 10 minutes, and it mixes instantly, and it tastes great.
Okay. We have to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about something that ties into tonight's first Superhuman University audio seminar, because Carbolin is one of the things that Rob Regish, author of The Blueprint, recommends using as an intra-workout product. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
The hole in your mattress. Yes, yes, it was me. I plead guilty, and at the count of three, I pull back my duvet and make my way to the...
An aromatase inhibitor shown to be stronger than ATD and 6-oxo and a SERM to rival tamoxifen. Finally, muscle-building testosterone levels. Finally, 4-Max. Old-school testosterone boosters never did quite work that well because they fell short of critical levels of testosterone needed to build muscle. They only controlled estrogen. That's like flooring a gas pedal connected to a 4-cylinder engine. No matter how hard you push, the engine isn't going to run any faster. 4-Max changes that by signaling each level of testosterone production, replacing your old 4-cylinder with a supercharged V12. Get 4-Max. 4MX. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the 4MX banner ad today.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low, low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today. AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking this hour with Jeff Gallini and Brian Andrews, talking about their product Carbolin. It is the original high-performance carbohydrate source. Way back before anybody was paying attention to carbohydrates, here we come full circle and people are going, hey, you know what? Carbs before and during a workout, especially even after a workout, are important. Especially if you are performing like an athlete. You're not an intermittent faster. You're not, in a carbohydrate deficit type of a phase, which we're going to talk about a little bit later in the interview about how it can be used. But nonetheless, tonight is the first installment of the Superhuman University. As a host of these, Dr. Mauro DiPasquale, we've got so many educators lined up to help teach people the things that they need. And tonight we're doing one called How to Add 1 Inch to Your Upper Arm in One Workout. This is a long workout. I did an abbreviated 4-hour session. It can go as long as 6 hours. It works. I added just under an inch to both of my arms. Weeks later, I still have the size. Everybody who looks at me comments that my arms look different. I'm not saying this just to hype the seminar. Well, guess what? One of the things that Rob Regish has people doing every 40 minutes is having a intra-workout meal, which includes a product like Carbolin. He specifically speaks about Carbolin because you cannot train for 4 to 6 hours continuously unless you're giving your body fuel. Right, Jeff?
Correct.
I mean, I did a 4-hour session. I'm 54 next week, okay? I did a 4-hour session. If I didn't have those nutrients every 40 minutes on the hour, I would have never been able to train 4 hours the way I did. I mean, I moved hundreds of thousands of pounds of weight in 4 hours. So, okay. Now let's talk about this. There seems to be some new emergent carbohydrates. You know how it is. You say black, I say white. There's always got to be somebody that's trying to differentiate themselves. If you already have the best product out there, we can't be the second best. We have to be the best in a different category, right? Okay.
Right.
So now there's these new high molecular weight carbohydrates that supposedly dissolve in the intestines. And they do so in such a way that they release very, very slowly. So they're not making the same claims, apparently, as these types of homeosaccharides, that they're rushing in like sugar, they're acting like sugar, but they're not sugar. They're not spiking insulin. These are said to kind of be slow carbs, if you will, the caseins of the carbs, if you will. What are your thoughts on those?
Well, I haven't seen any research on it. I've only seen marketing. Again, you know, if somebody did develop something, I don't quite know the benefit.
But why would that benefit you? Isn't insulin necessary to shuttle glycogen into the muscle?
If you wanted a time release carbohydrate, so to say, what good is to only get, you know, a gram at a time? I mean, as you experience in a 4-hour training or 2-hour training or a 2-hour bike ride, you need all that stuff ready to roll now.
Yeah.
So
it's like buying, it's like trying to fill up your car with futures in gasoline.
Yeah, you know what I mean? And that's the problem with knockoffs, is they either try to copy your text and basically say they got the same thing but cheaper, or they completely go the other way that it really doesn't even make a whole lot of sense. I got to give it to them for their creativeness. You know, at least they're trying to be different. But again, that was what I said. That's the only problem with our industry, is companies are willing to throw anything in a bottle with no science, and then give you all the marketing mamber-jamber to get you to try it. You know, the cool thing about Carbaline is people try it, it works.
Do you have Olympic athletes that use Carbaline?
Absolutely.
Anybody you could talk about? Any names you can drop? Teams? Any teams you can mention? Anything like that?
You know, unfortunately,
without getting releases, I know.
We've had,
go ahead, Brian.
I was just going to say, number one, happy birthday early.
Who, me?
But
thank you. Yeah. Thank you. thank you.
No, what I was going to say is that's kind of a fine line, and it's kind of an odd place where we're in. For example, everyone knows Flex Wheeler. He's got some very high-end buddies in the NFL who are pro bodybuilders. I mean, think of his past and his name in our sport. Well, what do you think he has his friends using? But the problem is they all have sponsorships with everyone else, so you can't tell anybody. So it's a catch-22. No one believes us, but we know who they are because they sometimes get stuff directly from us.
Right, right. That's pretty funny.
Yeah, it's funny. You know, I'll get emails all the time just thanking, you know, getting a thank you from these pros. And it is kind of funny because, like Brian said, they're all under sponsorship. And, you know, hey, that's great, but you know that a pro is going to use what's best, whether he tells anybody or not. Usually they don't tell anybody other than their friends. But we've had whole NFL football teams that have been on Carbaline. Same with Crealcline. I mean, they are all using it. It's WADA approved. It's NFL approved. It's NCAA approved. You know, all of these products coming from our facility has gone through extensive drug screening. So that's what makes it more interesting to them than some of the products that they get paid that they don't use.
I'm sorry, Brian, go.
I was going to say, I just want to throw a quick aside in. You know, there's another big movement afoot, and actually it's growing quite quickly, and that's the whole gluten-free diet. Well, I know you're familiar with that.
Of course. Yeah.
Carbaline is also gluten-free, and that was another kind of hard trick to get the sources correct, do the filtering, et cetera, to make sure this thing is 100% gluten-free. So if that is a concern for anybody, not a concern with Carbaline.
Okay. Now, which leads me to a question that my audience is waiting for me to ask, okay?
Sure.
We are anti-GMO on this show, okay? And as a result of that, majority of corn today is genetically modified. So a lot of people use corn as their go-to source for a lot of these starches. But I have to believe that rice and potatoes are also sources of these of the peptide, I want to call them peptides, of the saccharides that you use to assemble. Is this exclusively a corn-based product, or is this something else?
No, it is derived from three sources, corn, potato, and rice. And they are GMO-free. I mean, that's one of the things that I'm a stickler
really?
For. Absolutely. And that's one of the.
That's right. You have children, right?
I sure do, but for me, I'm concerned about. But you know, the thing is, that's why Carbolin costs more, and people don't understand that. You know, you can buy cornstarch from China that's GMO'd and everything else in there. Who knows if it's even starch? It could be melamine or whatever they put in there.
Right.
And it's cheap. You know, but again, an athlete has invested a lot of money into his physique, into his performance. And they deserve the best, and that's, again, what we want to guarantee, that, again, it's GMO-free, it's completely drug-free, meaning no steroids, no stimulants, and that's what the others cannot claim.
Yeah, yeah, okay. What's the dose of Carbolin pre-workout, intra-workout, and or post-workout? Give me the three different layouts.
The optimum dose for a two-hour training session is 50 grams. Will literally get you through about 2 hours.
That's not that much.
It's not much at all. There are some people on a budget, you know, that I've seen do 25 grams, but 25 grams will get you through maybe, you know, 45 minutes an hour or so. It depends on what you're doing. If you're going to go on a long endurance ride, you can go up to 100 grams. But again, this is the benefit where.
But in a bolus, or should you be sipping it?
We recommend you preload that
to
basically get your stores built up. Then, because it's absorbed so quickly, you can sip it as an intra. You can use it on the bike. We've had it on the side for races, you know, on the sidelines where they come by with the water cups. Lifters, you know, again, you can use it in the gym. So, again, you can use it as an intra. And then immediately after, it's something that, take what you can afford. You can't use too much of it. It's food.
But what about fat? Okay, so should I only use Carbolin around my workouts, or could this also be a carbohydrate supplement as part of an MRP protocol? And if so, should I be using a lower dose so that I'm not stimulating fat creation?
It depends on your activity level, like anything. It does contain calories. It is carbohydrates. So this is where somebody would need to know, if I'm going to use it as an MRP or I'm going to use it as a weight gain, you know, what type of calories, what type of carbohydrates are you, you know, looking to take in? This is a replacement for your carbs. It's an easier way to get it. It's kind of like the whole protein. It's a lot easier to drink whey protein than to eat chicken and fish all day long. So Carbolin is the same way. It's a lot easier to drink it than to eat, you know, starchy carbs.
And it's considered a complex carbohydrate, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Wow.
At the end of the day, it's the best of both worlds between simple and complex carbs. And to tag on to what Jeff was saying, it essentially is almost its own MRP as far as carbs are concerned. For example, while we were first talking in the beginning there, at least when I was a little silent, I was actually drinking one. I'd use that instead of a bagel, let's say, or something of rice. Because, number one, it tastes phenomenal. It's absolutely addicting. And then we're finding all the time people just experimenting with it. We got guys who, you know, carb load for their show, let's say, you know, a bodybuilder. And in fact, I just got a picture from one of our athletes. She actually trains a bunch of girls that competed with her in the figure division, and they're all standing there holding their cups, smiling. They're drinking it right before they went out on stage.
So instead of having 40 rice cakes, they're drinking Carbolin.
You got it.
Wow. We have to take a break. When we come back, I want you guys to put your thinking cap on for a totally different segment that you probably haven't thought about. But we promote intermittent fasting on this show for a variety of benefits that I'll talk about, but also because of its ability to help repartition the storage of glycogen through increased insulin sensitivity. So for those people out there who fast 6, 12, 18 hours, and sometimes even 24 hours, but they train very, very hard. I want you to think about Carbolin and timing in the context of somebody who does intermittent fasting. We're talking with Brian Andrews from All American EFX and Jeff Galini from All American Pharmaceuticals. You can learn more about Carbolin by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Carbolin banner ad. I like this product. I really, really do. If used sensibly, I think that it not only can help you power through your workouts, but not end up causing any fat storage. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
If you want to to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
You already know how great the Testa 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testa 100 patch now contains diaspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better, bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle building fat burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testa 100 patch today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
No two amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine, and no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta-alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance-enhancing product bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50. That's CB50. Go to ageforce.com today.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Next week, we're going to be talking about a new peptide that shows amazing promise in regrowing hair, even making hair thicker, returning hair to a more youthful thickness. We'll tell you how to get it, the dosing. You're going to have to be prepared to inject in your scalp. So, but hey, look at the things people do to keep their hair thick. Okay. Later in the show, Carly Gomez. You're not going to want to miss that one. How muscle saves lives. This girl's story is inspiring. Next time you complain that you don't feel like going to the gym or you don't feel like eating right, just think about Carly. You're going to want to hear this interview. Okay. So we have a phenomenon out there. Fasting has gained a great deal of appeal. Are you guys aware of this at all? Are you hearing any of it from the trenches?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Intermittent fasting is as effective, if not more effective, at improving and increasing the markers of longevity, like upregulating sirtuins, more so than the hyper-low-calorie diets that people starve themselves in hopes of living longer. Intermittent fasting increases insulin sensitivity profoundly. Intermittent fasting allows the body to repartition better. Intermittent fasting reduces inflammation. Intermittent fasting. It's really a great thing, right?
So, absolutely, it is.
Intermittent fasting seems to be something that's also popular within the Paleolithic community. And as such, these are people who are very, very carb conscious. I say not phobic, but carb conscious. If they're going to use carbohydrate sources, they want to know the best times to use them. So let's say I'm an intermittent faster, right? Let's say I fast from 7 o'clock at night till 7 o'clock the next morning. That's my 12-hour fast. And then maybe I have a couple raw eggs before going to the gym. And now I'm going to do my workout. And after my workout, I'm going to have my post-workout meal, possibly my IGF-1 shot, blah, blah, blah. Where would I put the carbolin in that scenario? What do you think?
I would do it this way. You know, a lot of people make the big mistake when they do a fast is they cut everything off right away. They don't taper down, and then they take that next meal and their system gets slammed, and then they have all kinds of gastrointestinal distress. So what I would do is let's just go with Jeff's 50-gram serving. I'd say the meal before go 50, then the next one say 25. In other words, you want to taper down so you're kind of coming off. But again, it's like fuel. It stores in the muscle. So then when that first meal back, I would take a quarter to half dose and then go back up to the normal. So you kind of, if you could look at it like a graph, it would go down to the valley, then peak back up again, rather than just taking a full shot of it with everything else. The good news is that carbolin is so easy on the gut. It's so easy to digest. You wouldn't have the same issue necessarily with that as you would eating a bagel or pasta, that type of thing.
What about this? What about there's people out there who actually train fasted, and I've done this, and I do it periodically. It feels good. As long as I'm not going in and squatting or deadlifting, training fasting seems to help me stay leaner. What about that post-workout meal? My insulin receptors are just tweaked, and now I feed myself 50 grams of carbolin. Wouldn't that actually accelerate the benefits of carbolin and forcing more glycogen into the muscle?
Oh, yeah, actually it would. In that case, yes, I would probably take a full dose. See, that's the interesting thing is we can only give guidelines, as you know, at the end of the day, everyone is different. Everyone's going to have a different reaction. So, like I said, we're getting feedback all the time of ways we never even dreamed of using this thing that people have now done it. And like I said, more and more people do it intra-workout. It's now their post-workout, and they're saying, I recover so much faster, and we now know why. But that's kind of the cool thing about it. Just use it and experiment with it. And hey, if you do, let us know.
Hey, Jeff, what about stacking carbolin with glycerin?
It's funny you say that.
Really?
Yeah, that's actually a good idea.
Really?
I've been working on a product for EFX. It isn't out yet, but it's going to be a liquid carbolin / glycerin / crealkaline.
Wow. I can see MMA fighters who have
absolutely
to deplete themselves to make weight and then just drinking that for like 8 hours before the fight and coming in like 10 pounds heavier than when they weighed in.
And this is a concentrate. I mean, this is concentrated down to like a tablespoon. So basically, yeah, no, that's kind of the whole design is it's low calorie, but you get the same effect. But yeah, it's really interesting stacking the carbolin with glycerin.
So let's say I wanted to just I don't want to wait for your supplement to come out. I want to go out and I want to buy some glycerin, and I'm going to take my 50 grams of carbolin. How much glycerin should I throw in my mouth on a spoon and then wash it down with my carbolin?
You want to take about a tablespoon. You got to be careful because glycerin is a laxative.
Yeah, I know.
So
yeah.
You want to use a little higher end, not the byproduct from Dial soap.
Yeah. Okay.
But yeah, usually around a tablespoon is a pretty good shot. Some people can use a little more, but you got, like I said, if you've never used it, it's something you got to build up some tolerance to.
For those people out there who aren't aware of the effects of glycerin, just kind of give the Reader's Digest version.
Go ahead, Brian.
For glycerin?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, actually, what it does is, in fact, you'll see this, especially guys that are carb depleted or very low body fat levels. When you take a glycerin, your veins, oh my gosh, explode. It's crazy.
It pulls a lot of fluid back into the muscles, doesn't it?
Yeah. It definitely does. And like you said, the key is like we talked about with these others. You got to really watch your dosage levels on that because you hit it too hard, you will absolutely know it.
You know, we used to use glycerin with racehorses. When I was a kid, I worked on the racetrack for about 4.5 years, and we used to give horses just bolus doses of you know, those mouth syringes full of glycerin. And I started experimenting with it back then when I, because it kind of, it has a pleasant taste. It's kind of sweet, but interesting thing about it, some of us are more susceptible than the than others, but it does something to my throat that makes me like gag and cough for like 10 minutes. It does something to the, I don't know if it's the soft tissue in my throat, in my esophagus or something, but it almost makes me feel like I have to gag.
Yeah, what I normally recommend is for you to take that and mix it in some water.
Yeah.
Because that is something, glycerin does have kind of a burning effect. It's a sugar alcohol, so it's been really concentrated. But if you just mix it with some water, which again, you should be taking water with glycerin anyhow, then you don't seem to have that same effect. Or mix it in a glass with your Carbolin and dump the glycerin right in the mix.
Yeah, there you go. All right, last thing I want to cover here is apparently Carbolin kind of disappeared from the market recently and now is reemerging. You guys want to talk about that at all?
Yeah, I'll kind of take that one, you know, because it has been a lot of question about what happened. As I said, my good friend Art Atwood was one of our licensees. And again, there was several other companies who had it. Brian was the first one. He just called it at the first launch Cree-celerator. But Art was out there, and Art knew everybody, similar to like Flex Wheeler. Art Atwood passed away, I believe it was last year, and then
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, he had a heart attack, and I mean, he was a one-man show, you know, I mean. So there went his company. It just went. So the other Carbolin guys that we have licensed to, you know, really stepped up and basically continued on with where Carbolin was. But it didn't really disappear. Art's brand just disappeared.
Gotcha.
But all the other brands were in different marketplaces. Art was in that bodybuilding marketplaces where the other brands were more into the football, the basketball, the endurance type sports. Art kind of controlled the bodybuilding. I think now EFX is really, because of Flex Wheeler, has taken that load. So, you know, people, there was a little lull because no one knew what happened. All of a sudden, you know, Art was out of product, but Art was also, out of breath.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what happened to it and caused a little bit of lull for some people. But now, again, it's available everywhere.
What does it cost in most of the retail venues? What does it cost, Brian?
I think you'll find most places, well, we actually have two sizes. There's a 2.2 pound, that's 20 servings, and a 4.4 pound, which is 40. So you're going to see that 2-pounder anywhere from $28 to about $35, give or take. And then the other is usually around 47 to 53, somewhere in that range.
Do you prefer people come to All American EFX's website to purchase it, or how do you like them to do that?
You know, we're available on BB.com. We're on, we're in Vitamin Shop, GNC. I mean, in any of the brick and mortar stores, it's pretty hard to not be able to find it. Let's say that it's spread so far so fast. You just do a quick search online or start calling a couple of your stores locally. They're going to have it.
Yeah. Also want to thank you guys for being ongoing sponsors of Superhuman Radio. You guys have been sponsoring this show for quite a few years now.
Oh, yeah. I think it's been, about 3 or so?
I think so. Yeah, I think so. And I also want to, extend my thanks because a lot of people get a lot out of the show, and I talk about it all the time. I say, look, if you like the show, patronize the sponsors because they make it possible. People like Brian Andrews and Jeff Galini, who month after month remain sponsors and don't ask anything of the show except the occasion to come on the show and talk about a product like this. So please, please patronize the sponsors whenever possible. And if you're attending the seminar tonight, you're going to be recommended to use Carbolin as your intra-workout supplement during that 4 to 6 hour arm blasting routine, which will actually add an inch to your upper arms. And, it's amazing. It's amazing. I didn't believe it. I didn't believe it, but I did it myself, and it works. And so we're doing this tonight.
We'd like to thank you also. I mean, I know you're a no-nonsense type of guy, and I think that's what your listeners appreciate. If you don't like something, you're just going to say it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And by
the
way,
if I don't like something, I don't let it on the. It never gets on the air.
Sure.
I just turned down a very, very big company. A very big company has a lot of shelf space in GNC, and when I saw their approach, this auto. Order for a nitric oxide product that's $65 a month. I'm like, are you joking? People can buy L-arginine. Give me a break. And I literally told them, you know, the deal's off. Thanks a lot. See you. And it's not like as though I can turn my nose up on money. I got alimony payments.
Oh, geez.
So, you know, but yeah, no, I want to thank you guys for, you know, remaining sponsors and letting us do what we do here best and supporting us that way. So thank you so much.
Oh, thank you.
And thanks for being on the show today. We'll talk to you soon. Okay.
Alrighty. Thanks, Carl.
All right, stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to have Carly Gomez on, and I am really looking forward to this interview. We'll be right back.
Boom, boom, tap. So check this out. Button number one is boom, boom, and button number two is tap. Now here comes the beat. Boom, boom, tap. Boom, boom, tap. Boom, boom, tap. Boom, 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 tap. Boom, boom, tap, boom, 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 tap. No, the hi-hats. Boom, boom, tap.
Are your goals longevity, endurance, vitality, or wellness? Well, you'll find everything you're looking for at uscellwellness.com. US Cell Wellness was founded on the belief that total well-being begins at the most basic cellular level. Their natural supplements are designed to work with the body to achieve health and vitality. Their formulas are backed by a team of nutritional researchers, healthcare professionals, and nutritional supplement biochemists. Whether you're concerned for your own wellness or a clinician caring for others, it all starts at uscellwellness.com. Save 20% off your first purchase when you use the coupon code SUPER.
There are few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow. The ingredients in Halo Extreme come right from the folklore of the Eastern Bloc athletes whose strength dominated the Olympic Games in the 60s. Halo Extreme contains oral turinabol, which increases strength, muscle hardness, and muscle mass while not converting to estrogen or DHT. Iron Mag Labs combines this with a powerful ectosterone called 5-alpha-hydroxylaxigenin that has shown to increase protein synthesis by up to 200%. Halo Extreme is a great choice for beginners to advanced users looking for low side effects and crisp, lean, easy-to-maintain gains. Go to ironmaglabs.com today to order Halo Extreme.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
An aromatase inhibitor shown to be stronger than ATD and 6-oxo and a SERM to rival tamoxifen. Finally, muscle-building testosterone levels. Finally, 4-Max. Old-school testosterone boosters never did quite work that well because they fell short of critical levels of testosterone needed to build muscle. They only controlled estrogen. That's like flooring a gas pedal connected to a 4-cylinder engine. No matter how hard you push, the engine isn't going to run any faster. 4-Max changes that by signaling each level of testosterone production, replacing your old 4-cylinder with a supercharged V12. Get 4-Max. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the 4-Max banner ad today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. I'm on the Johnson Strength Facebook page watching Coach Wade Johnson do doubles with 620 pounds. He looks like he's just getting out of a chair. He doesn't even look like he's straining. The guy's amazing. 47 years old, and he will be competing again. He's an inspiration to us all. And inspirations are what we're about this hour, you know? Like I said earlier, Matthew Chan wrote me one time and said, would I please write articles about the benefits of muscle that are outside of physical culture, that the average person can go, wow, maybe it's important for me to go to the gym. And so instead, I started doing what I do best. I talk better than I write. And I started doing these interviews, which are called Muscle Saves Lives. And this is yet another installment where we're going to be talking to Carly Gomez. How you doing, Carly?
I'm good. Thanks, Carl. How are you?
Great. Now, Carly, I've seen you on Facebook for a long time. Your husband is Manny Gomez, a big fan of the show also. You guys are always active within the Superhuman Radio community, posting things and so on. I never knew your story. I saw pictures of you up on stage. I thought, wow, here's a girl with a really, really great figure, works hard. But your story is only more inspiring when I understand the obstacles that you've had to overcome. So let's go back to the beginning. How old were you and when were you diagnosed with some of these issues that you've had to battle your life here?
Well, sure. My series of unfortunate events began in my 20s. At the age of 21, I was diagnosed with ulcerative colitis. Then shortly after that, my husband and I, we got pregnant with our first son, and I was diagnosed with hyperemesis gravidarum in 2002.
Now what is that?
Well, it's hyperemesis gravidarum. It's also known as HG, and what it is debilitating nausea and vomiting throughout pregnancy.
Yeah.
It's 24 hours a day.
Sounds like Fenugreek suppository time.
It's Fenugreek, Reglan, Zofran. Picline.
Yeah.
TPN.
Sure. And this puts the child at great risk because you become dehydrated constantly. You're losing nutrition. You're constantly sick. Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. So fortunately, gave birth to a beautiful little boy who was tiny but quite healthy and, thought that my adventure with unfortunate, instances like that were done. Unfortunately,
right.
In 2003 and into 2004, I was experiencing a lot of joint pain. I was constantly sick, headaches. I was so tired. I was breastfeeding at the time, too, so I thought maybe it was just, you know, I'm
right.
A parent and, you know, I'm not eating enough. Well, it got worse, and then comes to find out that in 2004, I was diagnosed with systemic lupus.
Right.
Which is
an autoimmune disorder that actually is like a combination between fibromyalgia and rheumatoid arthritis.
That's correct.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So, you know, I hit that marker, slowly kind of tried to figure out what was going on, why my body was doing this, kind of tried to change my diet, but, you know, nowhere near what I need to be. Amazingly, even though I had a horrible first pregnancy, my husband and I wanted to try again. So in 2007, we got pregnant with our second child. Of course, I had HG again,
right.
But it was tenfold. It was way worse.
Right.
Doctors didn't know what to do with me. You know, I had the PIC line again, had all the anti-nausea medications, and on top of that, Plutonix, Reglan, Zofran, Fenugreek, Benadryl, and then on top of all of that, they were pumping me with morphine because of all the pain from vomiting so much.
Did you end up with any esophageal problems after that? Any acid reflux?
Well, they wanted to scope my throat, and I said no.
Good.
You know, no, thank you. You know, I had tons of pain in my esophagus. Luckily, it didn't rupture anything in the lining.
Right.
Which, you know, was a godsend. But unfortunately, I did have to go through detox because of all the medications they were pumping, and I was getting too much. So at 5 months pregnant, I went through detox. Drug detox.
Oh my gosh.
So it was life was hell at that point, but I luckily gave birth to another beautiful little boy.
Now I want to point something out here, Carly. There's a lot of women in our audience, and there are women who probably have never listened to the show before but are listening just for this interview. And many of you have said these words, other women who work hard in the gym, and you go, well, do you have children? And a lot of times some of these women are young, and they go, no. And then in your head you go, well, that's why you look the way you do, and that's why you have the time to do the things you do. And if you had kids, you'd never be able. And I've had Mark Joseph Dome on the show, who, you know, it takes care of his kids and does homework with them, and then he gets up at 4 o'clock in the morning, does cardio. It's all about your priorities, folks.
Right.
Here's a girl right here that was that any one of these physical ailments would have been a reason to just give up and kick it in. And not only did she, as you will see, prevail and thrive, but she's still doing this stuff and she's taking care of kids too. So no more excuses for you. Okay, so there you go.
Exactly.
Okay.
I gave birth to my second son and he was healthy as can be as well. Thought all was good. Thought I was done with this.
Right.
But at 29, I had a pretty bad fall, and I ended up tearing the labrum in my right hip,
losing my sciatic nerve. How did you? And that's a terrible. The sciatic nerve takes a long time. Did you end up with drop foot? Did one foot not work?
I ended up with what I would call a fire foot.
Yeah, right.
My foot, you know, constantly on fire, constantly tingling.
Right.
It took a good 2 years for it to finally go away.
Yeah.
So luckily, because I'm told sometimes nerves, they just don't repair and heal themselves.
Yes, they
don't go back to normal. And with it being the sciatic nerve, as bad as my fall was, you know, they were pretty much saying to me, this is it. This is probably
it's gonna be like this forever.
Me.
Right.
Yeah.
I had that same prognosis, by the way, and it's not true. But anyway, how did you fall?
Well, I wish it was something awesome, like I jumped out of a helicopter or something. But nope, just a regular day in the office. We had a guest coming down from one of our branch offices, so I was getting an additional office in our location ready for her. And I went into the office to get things set up, went to sit in the chair, and it's just a regular office chair with wheels on it on a hard floor. But sat down, and next thing I know, I am all fours up in the air, and I've landed on my right butt cheek. And I'm like, what the heck has just happened? Well, I look back, and the seat of the chair is completely detached.
So I'm
like, oh, my gosh, you know, I obviously didn't break the chair. I was like maybe 110 pounds at that time. But it turns out it was just a broken chair that got put into an office and forgotten about. And so I had the wonderful experience of sitting on this chair and falling on my butt.
Oh, man.
So, you know, I would have never dreamed that I would have done so much damage. But
how long were you laid up from the fall?
Well, from the fall itself, I was down for a good 2 months on crutches. Couldn't bear weight. The sciatic pain was just...
It's the worst.
There's no comfortable position.
You can't sit. Yeah, you can't sit. You can't lay down. There's no comfortable position.
No.
And it radiates generally from the bottom of the buttocks all the way down to the front of the ankle, the calf, the thigh, everything. It's just constant radiating pain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had it all the way down into my toes.
Yeah.
So it was awful. And then on top of that, from the fall, I had this catching and like slushy clunking and popping in my hip that just, I mean, it just hurt like the dickens. It just killed me.
Yeah.
But, you know, through all the diagnosis, through the MRIs and the CAT scans, for the longest time they couldn't find the tear. You could hear it. I could walk in the room and you could hear it. Everybody would joke that, oh, here comes Carly the Pirate, because it's like I was clunking all the time.
Right,
you could
right,
hear me.
Right.
But it took 2.5 years before they actually were able to see and find the tear. And it was a good-sized tear, but I had so much bleeding because in addition to the tear, I had strained my quadratus femoris muscle,
right,
which is one of the hip rotating muscles. So, I just, from one fall, just really done a number on my
head. Isn't that something? And you were close to the ground. It's not like you fell from 15 feet. I mean,
no.
it just goes to show you, if you fall the right way, it can do damage. We have to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to pick it up. We're talking with Carly Gomez. The story sounds bleak, but trust me, folks, it gets really, really good. Okay? This is another episode of Muscle Saves Lives, the Carly Gomez story. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Dump, 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 dump. like a who's who of hormones and natural compounds designed to increase muscle mass, focus, and libido so you can keep all your hard-earned muscle gains as you cycle off or diet down. Bridge is not fairy dust. Ingredients like Fatogea, Pregenolon, Phosphatidylserine, and Alpha-GPC ensure you maintain an anabolic environment while Uricoma, Longifolia, Neurobuama, Lepidium Mayeni, and Resveratrol keep you feeling strong and focused just the way you were on cycle. Bridge is the most unique supplement on the market that works anytime. Check out Bridge today at needtobuildmuscle.net. Don't lose your gains.
Mass Pro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate-limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to SuperHumanRadio.com today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again. The ingredients in Halo Extreme come right from the folklore of the Eastern Bloc athletes whose strength dominated the Olympic Games in the 60s. Halo Extreme contains oral turinabol, which increases strength, muscle hardness, and muscle mass while not converting to estrogen or DHT. Iron Mag Labs combines this with a powerful ectosterone called 5-alpha-hydroxylaxigenin that has shown to increase protein synthesis by up to 200%. Halo Extreme is a great choice for beginners to advanced users looking for low side effects and crisp, lean, easy-to-maintain gains. Go to IronMagLabs.com today to order Halo Extreme.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
An aromatase inhibitor shown to be stronger than ATD and 6-oxo and a SERM to rival tamoxifen. Finally, muscle-building testosterone levels. Finally, Formax. Old-school testosterone boosters never did quite work that well because they fell short of critical levels of testosterone needed to build muscle. They only controlled estrogen. That's like flooring a gas pedal connected to a four-cylinder engine. No matter how hard you push, the engine isn't going to run any faster. Formex changes that by signaling each level of testosterone production, replacing your old four-cylinder with a supercharged V12. Get Formex. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Formex banner ad today.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Oh, well, I woke up tonight.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. As you may have noticed, LG Sciences is sponsoring the show again. Thank you to Warren Hopper for coming back. They were sponsors of both this show and Off Topic for about a year and a half. They rotated out, and they're back in again with their new product, Formex. So check out the banner ads on Superhuman Radio. Okay, so Carly, when we left off, you were pretty much laid up for a couple months as a result of your fall. And obviously, it wasn't just a couple months, but now this was a lingering problem, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's correct. After I had initially had fallen, I, of course, did the physical therapy, did that for a good 8 months. And while things did improve quite a bit, I still had the lingering clunking and the popping, catching in my hip, and then, of course, some of the sciatic pain that goes right along with that. At that point, the orthopedic doctor and my physical therapist and I had all just kind of had it, just wanted to take a break, you know, and let me go on my own. The big thing was to see if time would heal my injury. And so at that point, you know, I was on my own, just checking in with the doctor every once in a while. Prior to my fall, you know, all through high school and in my 20s, I was a cross-country runner in high school and liked to run quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And so after this fall, I didn't have any kind of a release.
Right.
And I was just going nuts. My husband, Manuel Gomez, who always been into bodybuilding, the health and fitness, really was pushing me. Get into the gym. Let's take you to the gym. Let's see what we can do. We can work around your injury.
God bless Manny. God bless. I'm going to tell you something. Thank God you hurt yourself, and I'm going to tell you why. Because women should not do long-distance running. It causes amenorrhea. It causes inflammation. It causes changes in women's body that just wears them out. It just wears you out. But women love to run because they're afraid of muscle. So they go, well, I'll run. I'm not going to lift weights. I don't want to get bulky. I'll just run. Running makes you fatter and runs muscle right off of your body. You end up being skinny fat at some point in your life with all sorts of problems.
Exactly.
So thank God, Manny got you into the gym. Okay.
Yeah. So September of 2009, I started working out in the gym, and I immediately took to it. I loved it. It was great release. There were still a lot of things that I couldn't do, but it just took time.
What was it that you couldn't do at the time?
Well, with it, a lot of the anything that was hip bearing, I had to be really careful with squatting.
No squats, okay.
Lunges I couldn't do, step ups, anything explosive, running. So I had to be really careful, and anything that pulled down on my hamstring tended to really flare up and cause me to start swelling in the glute area. So, I had to be careful, but it really was a learning experience and trial and error. And, I went from doing like leg extensions, very light Smith machine squats. And just as I continued to go in the gym, I just progressed and progressed. And then on top of that, Manuel had introduced me to your show, and I started listening, really kind of starting to put two and two together that if I eat really well, and I build muscle, I think my body's going to heal.
Now, wait. Hold on. I want to slow it down for a second. Now, women are the most susceptible to mainstream messages. More women vote. More women mobilize their opinion. More women are likely to share an article or forward an email because women tend to be more communicative, and they look for information more so than men. So when you say, I knew that if I started to eat well, what you learned on the show, was this contradictory to what you always thought, quote-unquote, eating well was?
Oh, yeah. I never really understood quite how my diet would not only affect my my build of my muscle, but also of my immune system.
Right.
The inflammation that I was experiencing, the ulcerative colitis, what would flare.
Did you ever hear me talk about IBS and colitis and the relationship to GMO corn and soy?
Yeah. We don't eat corn in our house anymore.
God bless you. And so did you notice it? Now, this is the $64,000 question for people out there who, when you cut corn out of your diet, did you notice the flare-ups of your IBS or your ulcerative colitis starting to subside?
Oh, yeah.
And you know what's funny? Nobody talks about this. There's so many people suffering and nobody talks about it.
Well, people are embarrassed about it. Anytime you talk about your bowels, your digestive system,
or anything.
They're like, oh, it's so embarrassing.
Exactly the opposite. My children will be the first ones to tell you that I'm a big poopy joke guy. You know what I mean? So I'm exactly the opposite. But no, you're right. Nobody wants to talk about it. And, mm-hmm. and the easiest thing to do is to remove some of these agents from the diet that clearly exacerbate the problem. Okay, so what about inflammation? What did you start to notice about joint pain? What did you start to notice about the injury that you were trying to recover from?
Well, I noticed just inflammation went down. And not only just in my injury and my hip, but in my hands, my wrists, my elbows, because I would have inflammation to where grabbing on to a barbell and holding on it, I think, was difficult.
Right.
Just because of the swelling and stuff. But I noticed as time would go by, it got easier and easier. And I don't know if it's, a combination of building my strength, but I really think that it does have to do a lot with what I was eating and how I was eating.
It's both. Look, don't get me wrong. I'm not going to say that diet isn't a profound effector of the inflammatory response, but it's a push and pull relationship. You're not loading your body up with toxins that cause inflammation. And if anything, you're eating foods that are now anti-inflammatory, like higher in omega-3s and so on. And on top of that, you're exercising rigorously. The body was designed to exercise rigorously. Do you know anyone who has a hunting dog, a dog that was bred to be a hunter?
My grandpa.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, your grandfather, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, your grandfather's up in age now?
He's actually passed.
I'm sorry. Okay.
That's okay.
Okay. Well, here's the point. There are people who go out and buy German Shorthairs, and they make them house dogs. These dogs get sick, and they die very young. These dogs were designed to go out and work 5, 6, 7 hours a day until they're exhausted and sleep. When you do that with them, they live to 16, 17 years old. But when you turn them into house dogs, they die young. Human beings are designed to expend energy. And I don't mean running. I'm talking about lifting heavy things, really, really task-driven things. When you don't give your body that, even if you're eating right, you're not getting, you're going to the buffet, but you're not bringing a plate. You're not taking mm-hmm. full advantage of what you're eating and its ability to be medicinal. So exercise does play a big role in it. There's no doubt mm-hmm. about it. Okay, so you start exercising, you start changing the way you're eating. When's the next visit to the doctor in this scenario here?
The next visit was in December of, 2009.
Okay.
2010.
Okay. And so you go to your doctor and you say, I'm in the gym and I'm lifting weights. Was your doctor... Mm-hmm. Was there approval there, or were they concerned? Now, be careful. You know, you should be doing that. What did your doctor say?
Well, you know, I puzzled the doctors because for the longest time, he couldn't figure out what was wrong with me after all the other things had started to heal. And so, you know, luckily I had a supportive doctor that, although I said this could be it and this could be the way it is, when I came back and told him, you know, how certain things were getting better and I was lifting and eating well and like my sciatic nerve was improving, that, you know, I felt really good, but that I wasn't convinced that the clunking in my hip was something that was permanent. So
right.
he went ahead and referred me to a specialist that just does hips. And so, you know, I'm kind of surprised because all of the doctors that I went to, were really determined to help me find an answer. But I think it was also how my reactions were to them, because I knew what I wanted.
Right.
I wanted to fix it.
Right.
I wasn't looking for an excuse to give up. I was looking for, something to fix it.
An answer. And did the majority of them embrace the notion that you were exercising? Did they say, well, keep exercising, that's a good thing? Or did they kind of give you an underhanded compliment and say, yeah, but be careful because, you know, I mean, what was the notion there?
It was definitely a combination. You know, it was be careful because we haven't quite found out for sure what's wrong with you. So don't do anything that's going to hurt you. You know your limitations.
You know, and you want to know the truth, Carly? Exercise can reverse everything. Everything. I mean that, everything. I remember my big, big fat Greek wedding, the guy used Windex on everything. I use exercise on everything. I'm serious. Exercise can reverse everything. Anything that is mechanically wrong with your body can be reversed through exercise. Does it happen overnight? No. Can it happen over the course of years? Yes. But what's the alternative? Letting it get worse over years. So exercise is going to cause recollateralization of the sciatic nerve over time because mm-hmm. you're demanding that the leg work better. And by demanding, the body goes to work. It increases growth factors, it increases mm-hmm. Endothelial growth factors. It increases new pathways. It increases and it makes that nerve work again. So this is great. So you're working out, you're eating right, and you're noticing that your body is getting better, right?
Yeah.
What about your family and your friends? Do you have any family members going, why are you pushing so hard? You need to be careful. Take it easy. Slow down. You have lupus. Anybody saying that to you?
No. But part of it's because they know my personality. I'm very driven, very focused. If somebody tells me I can't, then I will. so my family and my friends, they were definitely very supportive. And because they could see my body the transition that I was going through, and my mood was changing, and I had more energy, and, you know, wow, Carly's not getting sick as much anymore. Like, have you noticed this? And so definitely was getting a lot of support. And then on top of that, I had a great support from Manuel.
I was just going to say, you guys must have got closer as a result, because now you're training together.
Yeah, definitely. And it does wonders for a married couple or any couple. You know, I definitely for working out with your partner. I definitely had a good support system.
Okay.
Which
we have
then kind of leads into how I started competing.
Well, that's where we're going next. I want to save that because this is where it really gets good. So this, not only did you take this
to the level of where you actually made yourself healthy again. But you made yourself so healthy that you were able to get up on stage and compete with other athletes. And this is the touching part of this story, in my opinion. Because you know what? It's one thing to overcome illness. It's another thing to overcome it and become an Olympic athlete. You know what I'm saying? It's like a guy who says, look, you know, I was Forrest Gump. I couldn't walk when I was a kid, and now I'm running cross country. Are you kidding? That's from one extreme to the other. You took it from one extreme to the other. This is the perfect example of the human spirit at its best. Your spirit overcame your physical limitations. Your body said, okay, I'll do whatever you want me to do. And your mind said, this is what we're doing. Mm-hmm. I love this. All right, stay tuned. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll pick it up on the other side. We're talking with Carly Gomez, an inspiring story, especially to women out there who say they don't have the time, they got to take care of their kids. Keep in mind, she's doing all this and she's got two children. We'll be right back.
Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the AgeForce Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit AgeForce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to AgeForce.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow.
The ingredients in Bridge read like a who's who of hormones and natural compounds designed to increase muscle mass, focus, and libido so you can keep all your hard-earned muscle gains as you cycle off or diet down. Bridge is not fairy dust. Ingredients like Fatogea, Pregenolon, Phosphatidylserine, and Alpha GPC ensure you maintain an anabolic environment while Uricoma, Longifolia, Murabuama, Lepidium Mayeni, and Resveratrol keep you feeling strong and focused just the way you were on cycle. Bridge is the most unique supplement on the market that works anytime. Check out Bridge today at needtobuildmuscle.net. Don't lose your gains. Bridge.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan-2, Mechanical Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains diaspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally, but now it's even better, bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle building fat burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AgeForce.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today.
6-Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to is 6-oxoprogesterone. 6-oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to ironmaglabs.com today.
Get strong, feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Yeah. 3. Yeah. Please don't stop them. Nuts.
Yeah. Solid. I
People need to start taking Carly Gomez's advice, not David Cizinko, author of Eat This, Not That. David tells people that popcorn is a healthy snack. David's an idiot, by the way. You know what? I've looked at his book, and I've listened to some of his advice, and all he does is pander to the mainstream. He's not telling people how to eat healthy. He's just telling people how to choose all of the crappy food out there. That's all it is. And then, you know, you have somebody like Carly Gomez, who was faced with such amazing adversity. Her story isn't being told. It isn't being shouted from the rooftops where it should be, because people would look at Carly and go, wait a minute, she's not on a myriad of pharmaceutical drugs? You mean she just through proper nutrition, and when I say proper, you know what I'm talking about on our show. I mean, just through the sensible, proper nutrition and rigorous exercise, she cured herself of these disorders that I'm living with and taking all these pills for? I mean, it's a joke, folks. It's a joke. And you know what, Carly? God bless you. And God bless the other 50 million people like you who are out there who are curing their own diseases but not telling anybody about it. They're just going on with their lives and going, hey, look what I did. You know, I'm happy. We need to hear more about this. So, okay. So now you find this new passion. You and Manuel are in the gym training. Your body is changing. What happened when you first started to notice your shoulders popping and you had upper arm definition? What did you think to yourself?
It was awesome. It was empowering. As Manuel has referred to me in the past, I was a stick with a butt.
Hey, that's not a bad thing, okay? At least you were a stick with a butt. You could have been a stick without a butt, you know what I mean?
but I really had, you know, no shape to me. I was so thin, and so I just looked gangly and stick-like.
But didn't you look like what most women in mainstream today aspire to look like? All want to look like smooth, little, dwarfish-looking women?
Mm-hmm. It was that, you know, you can never be too thin kind of a look. And I wasn't intentionally looking like that. I just kind of small anyway, but, in addition of what I was not doing and doing in the past, you know, made me look the way I did. But once I started noticing, you know, the curves and the shape that I was getting. You know,
were you getting comments? Were you getting comments from workers? Were you getting comments from friends? Were people saying, wow?
Oh, yeah. You know, they'd be like, geez, look at your biceps, sir. You know, they'd see me as I change my clothes in the bathroom and come out to go to the gym and be like, you know, geez, look at your shoulders. Or, you know, people would notice things. I'd take my kids to the pool and we'd be, you know, just playing and having fun. And I had one lady came over and she gave me a hug and said, honey, you're making all the moms jealous. And, what is your secret? And
that's the best.
Then I'm kind of, you know, thinking about, wow, not only am I noticing these changes, but people are noticing around me. So it was great.
Did you have any haters? Did you have any friends who were like, well, I really don't like muscle on women?
No, I actually had kind of the opposite, where people were constantly asking me, what do you do? What do you eat? How do you look like that?
Right.
You know, you must run a lot, or, you know, and it was like, no, I do fundamental bodybuilding and I eat 6-7 times a day.
When they said you must run a lot and you said, no, I do the fundamental bodybuilding style exercises and eat 5 times a day. Did they look at you like incredulously, like, oh, come on?
Yeah, it was, you know, and you're not bulky, or, you know, you still look really feminine. You know, they're shocked, and I even had that mentality at one point where I didn't want to get big and bulky. Don't let me touch a weight because I don't want to look like a man, and it's completely opposite.
Yeah.
I think I'm more feminine now than I was before.
You're probably right. You know what? Where did we get this notion that women should not have the normal amount of muscle? And I mean, let's face it, athletic looking women look great. Who do we have on the covers of Sports Illustrated magazines? You have athletic looking women. You don't have these waifish women that are doing runway stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I think athletic looking women are fantastic. Okay. So now you're starting to see the changes and you see your, and the world is reflecting back to you these changes. Now all of a sudden illness isn't even in the rearview mirror anymore, right? You're feeling mm-hmm. good. You're feeling strong. You're eating mm-hmm. right. A lot of these issues that have plagued you. Where does the lupus go? Did the lupus disappear? Did it go into remission? How is it?
The lupus started to just go into remission. I wasn't tired. I wasn't feeling sick. The inflammation was not noticeable at all, and I don't know if it's just because, you know, I had muscle soreness that I just didn't notice anything else, but lupus seemed like a thing of the past.
And it is today. Is it a thing of the past today?
It is.
And the ulcerative colitis is a thing of the past now?
Yep, as long as I continue to eat what I'm supposed to and I don't go off of on a rampant rage, you know. I'm not perfect. I will definitely say that. Every once in a while, I would go out and have a treat, but I pay for it for a week.
and then you don't want to do it for a while, and then you know what? And isn't it interesting? We attribute those things as like the taboos that we enjoy so much. And the truth of the matter is, when you live a clean life for a long period of time, living the clean life becomes the fun part, and going out and getting blasted. You know, and then feeling like crap for 2 days and not being able to go to the gym, and because now you got to miss a workout because you just know that if you go in feeling like the way you feel today, you're going to hurt yourself because you train so hard. You don't just go in there and go through the motions. It's like all those things you go, oh, I'm not doing that anymore. I'm not doing that anymore. All right. So the world is reflecting back these changes in you. You've literally cured yourself of diseases that people embrace an entire lifetime just for that alone. Just for that alone, you should think to yourself, I am a superhuman person. Just for that alone. So you take it a step further. When does it dawn on you? I think I want to put on a posing outfit and those clear high heels and get up on stage.
Well, one of my coworkers, actually, Jessie Steinhardt, she had just finished competing in the first bikini competition that they had up in Spokane, Washington, just about an hour and a half away from Pullman. And I was fascinated watching her go through the motions of, you know, the training, the eating, and getting ready for this competition. And because I'm naturally competitive, it's just that it all of a sudden was like, I want to do something like that. You know, let me figure out what's going on. And so I started researching and looking at things. And I really liked the way the figure gals looked. I liked their look. And so I decided that I was going to go ahead and compete. My 30th birthday, turned 30, and I was like, I'm going to compete. I picked a show in April of 2010, and I went for it. So, yeah.
How did you do?
I placed in the top five, so I took fifth place.
And that's in figure, which is, right? You said you did figure. You didn't do bikini, right?
Right.
So figure is a much more difficult segment than bikini, because you have to have some degree not only of musculature but of conditioning. Conditioning is much tighter on figure girls. You have to be pretty low in body fat.
Yeah, I was coming in just under 8% body fat.
Wow.
It is kind of important to let you know, when I first started in the weight room, I would teeter back and forth between like 110, 115 pounds. When I stepped on stage in April, which is, what, 9 months later, it was 124 pounds and just under the 8% body fat mark. And then I just kept going. I did a show a month later, which is the Fit Body Contest for bodybuilding.com in Boise.
Right.
I took third in that show.
Wow.
I was 127 pounds at that point. So I was continually gaining muscle but staying really lean.
Right.
And I basically, through the last end of my shows, I hit nationals, and I was 135 pounds, and I came in at 7.6% body fat, I think was what it was.
Right.
It was really, it was nice and lean.
Right.
And
how did you place?
So all in all, I've packed on 15 pounds muscle and really leaned down.
And dropped a couple more percentages of body fat at the same time.
Yeah.
And people say you can't do it. You know, that's amazing. That is really amazing.
Well, and the thing that a lot of people don't realize, you know, in the bodybuilding, the competition
community,
thank you. There are a lot of extremes on how they eat, a lot of unhealthy practices.
Yes, and drug
you know,
use,
that was
and
something
so on.
That I didn't want to do.
Right, right.
And so I didn't want to have to rely on tons and tons of cardio because I couldn't.
Right.
I couldn't do that. So I had to really rely on eating right, staying focused on that, and lifting.
Right.
And in preparation for my first show, that was also how I got in touch with Jock Pitcher of Team Pitcher.
Right.
Who am a sponsored athlete for.
Right.
And he is also a listener of the show.
Really?
So he gets
cool.
how important it is to eat correctly, because, you know, I went through and said, you know, I've had ulcerative colitis, lupus, these are the things I deal with. I need to make sure I stay healthy. I don't want to get unhealthy trying to compete. And he did just that.
Yeah. So. You know, it's an inspiring story. I'm thinking of so many different things, but the thing that I keep thinking of here is that we're not, and you know, Manuel is not here in the interview, obviously. This is an interview about you, but we can't talk about you without talking about him just for a second. And that is because the support system, that having a like-minded partner, someone who also is interested in physical culture, someone who is also interested in not buying into the BS about nutrition and eating the way, and the best part is, you and Manuel are going to give your children one of the greatest gifts in the world, because when your children get older, 50% of the population is going to be sick, obese, and dying. And I'm telling you, I know this is going to sound really cruel to say, there's a thinning of the herd taking place. This could just be another evolutionary selection pressure going on right now. But your children are going to be endowed with a lifestyle that's going to keep them from ever needing to rely on the medical orthodoxy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's worth its weight in gold.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, definitely.
All right, we have to take our last commercial break. When we come back, we're going to wrap up the interview. We're talking with Carly Gomez. Her story is inspiring. It's inspiring to everybody who says they can't do it, they can't get it. Here's a girl who was diagnosed with lupus. She had ulcerative colitis. She could have been on a myriad of drugs. She could have sat home, woe is me, my life sucks, and just gone down that road, but she didn't. She chose not to. And you know what, folks? This takes courage, because Carly was being fed the same nonsense in the media. Listen to your doctor. Take your drugs. These foods are okay. And she had the courage to step out and go, you know what? If I'm going to mess myself up, I'm going to do it myself. I'm not going to take some doctor's advice and do it. I'm going to find the answers. I'm just as smart as the rest of them. I'm willing to put in the time and the hard work and the heavy lifting to figure these things out. I'm going to do it myself. And here she is, not only thriving, but competing on stage. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
May not recognize Muscle Gauge Nutrition, but that's because they've been in the background as a private label manufacturer for some of your favorite brands. Now get ready to hear their name a lot as an introductory offer. Get 5 pounds of pure whey protein isolate for as little as $11 a pound and get free shipping too. Each 30 gram scoop contains the requisite amount of leucine to stimulate the anabolic response. Check out these flavors: cake batter, chocolate, cinnamon bun, ice cream sandwich, rocky road, strawberry, vanilla, and unflavored. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge banner ad and use the coupon code SUPER. That's SUPER. Today,
thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
There are a few products that I believe in, the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936.
wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
Jumping higher, left and more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Carly Gomez about her journey. Her journey is an inspiring one, and it should speak to everybody out there who has any type of illness or ailment. You know what I kept thinking of, Carly, when you said that you had lupus, and you never had lupus. You never had ulcerative colitis. You know, this notion that we have, the word have implies permanency and ownership. These are conditions that are brought about by doing things to the body that the body does not like. Once you remove the insults, the conditions go away. You never had lupus. You never had ulcerative colitis. You had reactions to things you were doing to your body. And
exactly,
so it's very empowering to take the power away from those words. Lupus. Lupus is nothing. It's a word that they made up. Ulcerative colitis, it's nothing. It's a condition that's a response to the things you were doing to your body. Once you you eliminated those things, the conditions go away.
Yeah, you know, I continually tell myself, if I knew then what I knew now.
I know.
I would not have gone through any of that. I really don't think that I would have. Maybe, you know, the fall might have happened.
Yeah.
Because those things you just can't.
Some idiot
predict,
left that chair in there. That was a mistake. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I will tell you this. I will say this, Carly. I don't know if you heard about my fall down the stairs 2 years ago. Valentine's.
Yeah.
Okay. A little too much Cristal champagne and I made a left too soon and I went right down the stairs. If I didn't have the muscle on my glutes and my hamstrings from years of deadlifting and squatting and all the other things that I do, I absolutely would have broke my hip. There's no doubt in my mind I would have broke my hip. And, you know, a 53-year-old guy with a broken hip is not a good thing to be. Muscle not only cushioned my fall from hitting those hard corners of that step with all my 230 pounds of weight, but it also, the amount of muscle on my carcass tells my bones, hey, you guys have to be strong. We need to upregulate the chassis. So I have really thick bones, too.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say this, and you can't go back, and you know, and it doesn't matter, but had you been training back then, and you may not have had the severity of the injury that you had because your joints wouldn't have been as lax and loose to get banged as bad. But, hey, now you're built for rugged times.
Well, you know, sorry.
Right.
I was going to say that the muscle did serve my purpose when I had, because I had to get the labral tear fixed. So I got that fixed.
Was that surgical? They did that surgically?
Yes. Yeah. It's called a hip arthroscopy. It's really invasive. They just go in with a couple tools, smooth it out. It was a day surgery. I went home. And, you know, my doctor and my physical therapist were both just shocked and stunned at how quickly I was able to come back.
Right.
You know, they said you're going to be down and out for at least 4 months. I was back and in the gym too.
Yeah. See?
So,
isn't it wonderful?
Yeah, it is awesome.
So now, have you inspired any family members, any friends that have been suffering with any type of ailments who maybe you didn't proselytize and preach, but they watched you and they went, you know, Carly, can you take me to the gym? Can you help me?
Yeah. My best friend has definitely tried to follow in my footsteps because she's seen the difference that has made in my life. And, you know, people at the gyms I work at, they come and they talk to me when they see me. They're like, I'm dealing with this, and I share just bits and pieces of my story, and I'm like, you have the power to change. You can do this. You know, these are the things I do. I refer them to your show. And I try to give them tools that will empower them and make them realize that it's up to them to make the choice.
Right. It's amazing when you, and I don't know, once you take a peek behind the curtain, once you realize that you really do have control on your health, and I mean really have control on your health, like in other words, that you can, regardless of where you are right now today with what ailments you're combating against, you can be 100% better, stronger, and in peak condition in a year or two. Once you realize that, right, that you've went through that journey like you did, like I did when I was diagnosed with my arrhythmia back in 1998, and you cure yourself,
mm-hmm.
Two things happen. I don't know if this happens with you. I become very angry at all of the misinformation that's keeping people slaves to this parasitic system, number one. But number two, I almost feel sad. I feel sad when I see an obese person, when I see a person who clearly is unhealthy, when I see somebody who has a disorder that is manageable and reversible, and I hear them talk about what their doctor said, and they're going to have to live with this for the rest of their lives, and I know that I can't tell them the truth because they will just rebuke it. They don't want to know. They don't want to hear it because there is a lot of responsibility in knowing what you know now, isn't there?
Yeah, no, I definitely feel the same way. It is extremely frustrating and I get angry because, you know, I was one of those individuals who took that information that was out there that was the wrong information and it made me sick and that it frustrates me to a point, especially when I have people who ask me, what are you doing? And they want the answers. They seek for the answers to a point. But then when they get to the realization that they actually have to put the time in to do it, that it, you know, takes preparation to eat correctly, that it takes, you know, budgeting and focus on making sure that you go to the right places and get the right food. And then you have to put in the time in the gym. And they don't want to do it.
Isn't that something?
But at the same time, it's frustrating in that aspect. And also because there's so much information that's the right information out there. It's at their fingertips. You know, and sometimes it's frustrating when you're trying to hand them information. Here,
yeah.
Take this. It will make a difference. And they don't want to take it. But
you
they
know,
continue to ask you.
Elisa gets that all the time. She has friends. You know, Elisa is going through some hormonal challenges in her life, and she is repartitioning her body. She's adding muscle. She's burning fat. She's doing things that women her age are told you can't do, and don't even try. Right, and don't even try. And so she has girlfriends that'll say to her, "Well, what do you eat, and how do you train?" And I can see the glazed look on their face when she starts explaining how. Well, wait a minute, that's a lot of fat. Oh, you eat five times a day. That's a lot of calories.
Mm-hmm.
And they ask for the answers, right? But when
yep.
they hear the answers don't jive with what's in their head, and they just discount. They don't. It's almost like. These interviews, when I do these interviews, these human interest interviews like this one here, I rededicate myself to this show when I talk to somebody like you. I could talk to a scientist and he can tell me about how COPD is an inflammatory response as a result of leptin, which is true. We know that. That's why fat people get COPD.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, and I can hear that, but that pales in comparison to hearing a person who said, I had lupus. I had ulcerative colitis. I don't have lupus. I don't have ulcerative colitis. I'm not on any drugs. On top of that, I'm stronger. I'm fitter. I'm getting up there on stage and showing people my body. These are the stories that we need to hear more about because no one applies critical thinking any longer. We all look for science. Oh, well, science is this science. Science really is coming to be nothing but beeswax, in my opinion.
Yeah.
The real meat and potatoes is what are people doing? What did our great grandparents do? What is real in practice, not on paper? And that's why talking to you, I'm hoping that people listen and go, you know what? I'm going to rededicate my efforts. I haven't really been living the lifestyle, but if Carly could do that, then I could absolutely get over my this or get over my that. So that's what I'm hoping happens here. I really am.
That would be amazing if I can make a difference, at least in one person's life that listens to the show.
Well, I think you can. I think that women, and I want to do more of these stories with women, because women, it's counterintuitive to even think about muscle. Women think, well, muscle's a guy thing. No. Muscle changes, it changes the complexity of your physiology so that you stay healthy. You don't get sick. That's it. So anyway, so what's next for you? Competitions coming up?
Well, I plan to do a competition in the fall. I have two shows that I'm kind of teetering and back and forth between. I may end up doing both of them. One is the Night of Champions in Spokane, Washington.
Wow.
That is September 22nd. Then the other one is the Washington Ironman. That one will be kind of a big deal if I do, because I took first in my class the last time I did that show. So, but that one is in Snoqualmie, Washington, just south of Seattle, and that is October 6th.
Do you want your pro card? Is that what you want?
No. Oh, do I want my pro card?
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, if I'm going to go for it, you might as well go for it all.
What about Manuel? Does he compete? Has he competed?
You know, he doesn't compete yet. I'm really hoping that he does, because he has an amazing body.
Yeah, I know. I've seen him. He's muscular as hell.
I think for him, the biggest thing is just getting up there on stage, because it is kind of scary.
But, you know what? You know what? And I'm the same way. The idea of sporting those little trunks and getting up on stage is really tough. I think it's a lot harder for a guy than a girl, because girls are used to being in string bikinis. You know, guys are in Hobie cats down to our knees a lot of times. You know what I mean? So
yeah,
I can relate.
That's definitely. But I do hope that he competes.
Well, even if he doesn't, he's living the lifestyle. That's the important thing.
And that does make a huge difference. And we live it every day, and we teach our kids and we show our kids.
And that's the last question I want to ask you about the kids before we end the show. How old are your boys?
Felix is 8, and Fabian just turned 5.
Cool names. Okay, so are they asking questions about exercise, Felix, because he's older? Is he asking any questions? Is he ever at? Do you take him to the gym sometimes and he watches you train?
Yeah, they are just as active as we are. We take them to the rec center, which is the gym we work out at. They've got a pool. You know, they limit to what the kids can do. They won't let them do weights. But when we're at home, the boys are doing sit-ups and push-ups. They try doing their pull-ups when we're at the playground. They sprint with us. We sprint a hill Manuel calls it the Hill of Pain. I have different words for it, which are inappropriate for the air, but it is a really hard hill that we sprint up, and the boys do it with us. And even when they get tired, you know, we tell them, you know, try to at least run it once, and then you can go run around and do what you want. But they stay with us, and even if they have to walk up the hill, they still do it. It's true evidence that your children will do what they see and what they learn from their parents.
That's it. You're so right. You're so right. I would love to interview them someday. I hope I'm still around. I'm working on it. Trust me. Anyway, look, we have to pull the plug on this interview. It's an inspiring interview. I want to thank you, first of all, for coming on the air. I know you're a very private person, and it takes a lot to kind of step out and talk about these things. I know that you're helping somebody right now. I know somebody that's listening to the show right this second who's suffering with maybe lupus or maybe IBS or ulcerative colitis, and is hearing what you're saying, and they're thinking, oh my God, you mean I can make this go away just by changing the way I eat? I'm down for that. So just from that standpoint alone, whether they ever put on posing trunks or not is a different story. I know that you're having an impact, and I want to thank you so much for coming on the air today.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been a lot of fun. Appreciate it.
Okay. And say hello to Manuel for me, okay?
I will.
Yes.
I was hoping that I could do a quick shout-out to Team Pitcher.
Of course.
And you can find them on the web at www.teampitcher.com. And in case anybody ever wants to just read up on a blog that I have, they can go to Carly Gomez Goes National at WordPress.com. Just kind of follows me through my competition preps and in my daily life. So.
Really? I'm going to check it out. Okay. All right, listen, Carly, thanks so much for being on the air.
Thank you very much. Right. Keep doing what you're doing, Carl.
Oh, thank you.
Appreciate it.
I can't do anything else. Nobody will hire me. All right, thank you. I'll talk to you later. All right.
Thanks.
Also want to thank Brian Andrews and Jeff Galini for coming on and talking about Carbolin. Go to superhumanradio.com. Look for the Carbolin banner ad today to learn more. And we'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Superhuman Radio. Thanks for listening.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.